at the 2018 Solero FinTech Conference in this lovely place called Whistler, British Columbia. It is beyond beautiful outside. It's gorgeous. The weather, everything has fallen into, all the stars are aligned here. So it's really cool stuff. And speaking of pretty cool stuff, we have Mr. Minaz Sundarjee from Zafin in our studio lounge. How are you?
Good, how are you? Thank you, Mike. Appreciate having us here today.
Oh my gosh.
And giving us the time. So.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime, anytime. Love talking to folks like you. We were talking before the recording, like how successful you guys have been so far. And give us a quick 411 or summary on Zafin. Who are you guys?
So we're a financial technology company focused on relationship banking. Mm-hmm. We pretty much help banks manage their products and pricing and ensure that they drive a more customer-centric experience for their customers and members by ensuring that they improve not only the experience but enhance the revenues of financial institutions, drive behaviors that are desirable by both parties, mm-hmm. And incentivize those behaviors, all while being compliant and transparent as well.
Right on. Yeah. All right. Very cool. And our topic at hand here, the future of retail banking, something that's on the tip of everybody's tongues these days, customized offerings and self-service. Oh my gosh, I can't read my writing.
Self-service product
selection. My apologies. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I got to get some better penmanship. But so give us a quick summary on your topic.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, today many banks, financial institutions, they sell products, they push products to market, services to customers, right? But as part of that journey, they don't really understand the needs of the customers well, or they don't necessarily ask them.
Right.
And most of it's very generalized in nature, especially in the retail bank, where it's like one size fit all. But the dynamics are changing. And, you know, with the evolution of people's needs and demands, as well as technology, it's more important to personalize that experience for the individual and service them based on what they're looking for. Mm-hmm. And I think that's sort of what I'm focusing on here, is how do you take that journey and individualize it in the context of Mike as an example, rather than not Mike in every other person that lives in this country, right? So that's sort of the idea.
Okay, so is data analytics driving this right now, or what's driving this customization?
Not really. I think it's more about making sure that if you allow your customers to pick and choose what they're looking for at a point in time in life, so it's almost like lifestyle needs. So when we're younger, our needs are different. Mm-hmm. As we get older, we have different priorities, etc. In that journey itself, right? You know, if you look at banks, they provide the same product in regards to the journey, and they charge the same fees, they offer you the same services. Mm-hmm. But what's not done well today is servicing and personalizing the experience based on the lifestyle need of an individual at a point in time, right? So whether it's saying, hey, I want to go and, you know, I graduate from university, what am I doing? Well, I may be looking for a car loan, or I may be looking to buy a place if I have the funds, or I have a job, I'm starting my career, etc. So at that point in time, the offering that you may want to offer to that individual or that segment or micro segment of a customer base is very different than you would when you were like 60 years old and about to retire.
Oh, yeah,
so it's about personalizing that experience based on the needs of the customer at a point in time of life, right?
Kind of being proactive with life's milestones or life's steps along the way,
right?
Knowing what they need kind of before they need it out.
Right, exactly. And so now financial institutions have the opportunity to become a marketplace where they can offer financial services and non-financial services as a forum, as a mechanism to meet the customer's needs. So now it's not about just you providing, I'm going to give you a loan or an account. But it's like, hey, if you're going to go get a mortgage, we'll set you up with our preferred partners and service providers. I'll help you with sort of the real estate process, the legal process, you know, maybe even, you know, the home inspection process. So now you're servicing the customer based on their lifestyle need and giving them both the financial value service as well as a non-financial value-added service as part of the offering to that individual.
That takes a little research, though, financial institution's part, right?
Yeah, well, actually, I think it takes more collaboration than research because, like, we all know at some point we're going to buy a home, right?
Sure.
So when you're looking for a home and you say, hey, I'm looking for a mortgage, or you look someone who's searching for a mortgage, well, instead of offering them just a mortgage, you can offer them a mortgage, legal services as part of the package, and all that is sort of a mixed solution. So it's more of like, hey, here's a holistic solution that goes beyond just you coming being a customer of the bank. We want to take care of you, especially in today's day and age where time is of the essence and people don't have time to go look for things, right? So if someone can provide that as a solution in terms of a marketplace or a combined offering, then it makes people's life easier and simpler as part of that journey and the decision making.
So what's the credit union connection here? How does the credit union take advantage of it?
I think that the credit unions have a great advantage because they're so focused in terms of making sure they service their members. Like their members run the credit unions. They own the credit unions, right? So for them, the need of a member is very different from a bank because most banks are trying to figure out how do they, and they do take care of the customers, but they're looking to how to make money for the most part.
Sure.
Whereas a credit union is saying, hey, I'm going to service my member. Now today, they provide a financial service to the member. Now, the member's lifestyle needs are changing, so they're going to look for services from many places. So why not extend that service from financial services to a lifestyle service that you can channel through the credit union moving forward?
Gotcha. Very cool stuff. So the importance of this today is?
The importance of this today is to become more customer-centric and become more relevant for your members in today's day and age.
Yeah, because when they feel important, I guess, or when their loyalty goes through the roof, word of mouth to the friends and family, all that type of stuff. Right?
That's right. That's okay. Right. So your retention increases, your loyalty increases, the experience of the member increases, which means that this first time, the next time they think about doing something, they're going to come think about you first before anybody else. So that becomes sort of, you become the forefront within their, you know, lifestyle decision-making need.
I like that stuff. Let's see here. Anything else to expand on this point? Let's give you guys, I talked about Zafin a little bit. What else do you, anything else your mind?
I think it's a great time and age. A lot of things are changing. Technology is there. But I think that the way to innovate and grow and move forward further, it's not about just providers like us or vendors like us. The innovation has to start within the credit unions, within their organization, within their culture to make things different. So it's a combined effort, I'd say. So it's a true partnership in that journey, and we're open and embracing and working with many institutions to do that, and we look forward to doing the same thing on the credit union side.
Right on. Well, great message to end on.
Thank you.
Minaz, thank you so much.
Thank you.